ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi です。
Peter here. Newbie lesson number 1, season 2. Naomi-san.
はい。
ようこそ。Welcome to the newbie lessons.
ありがとうございます。Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now,、はい、this season is really exciting for several reasons. First and foremost, Naomi-san.
はい。
Naomi-sensei ですね。
あ、そうですね。
Who wrote these?
あ、私が。
Naomi-sensei wrote these. We're talking years of teaching Japanese. All that experience is introduced in these lessons. So I think everybody is in for something special. ありがとうございます、Naomi-san.
I feel so nervous though. I feel like a mother.
Why?
I feel like a mother for sending her kids to school for the first day. Very first day.
All right, so, well, let's tell all your kids out there what they'll be learning about and kind of give them the setting for how you want to teach them.
It's a story about fashion counseling service.
Like fashion consultants.
Yeah, right.
Do they have this in Japan? So is this based on a real story?
Actually, a friend of mine goes to a school to be a fashion counselor.
Okay, so based on a true story, and we all know about Japanese fashion, so up to date, everybody looks very, very nice. So the setting will give us a chance to really explore not only the language, but cultural things and other things Japanese people come into contact during their daily routines. So in that aspect, it's very, very interesting.
Hi.
Finally, we want to introduce, this will be linear. Now, in each lesson, we'll introduce vocab and a grammar point.
Hi.
Now, Naomi-san, Hi. Are these lessons individual or do they build upon each other?
There's a mix.
So sometimes the grammar points will build upon each other and sometimes they're kind of modularized.
Hi.
So we have a nice mix there for you. Again, basic Japanese. And this is a really good chance to really refine and brush up on some of the basic skills that you might have let go as some bad habits become ingrained. Like myself, I still have trouble with some particles because I kind of skipped over that early phase.
Ah, so desu ka.
Yep. So, are you ready?
Hai.
Okay, let's hear part one. Can you give us the setting and some of the characters involved?
It's a new company called Style U.
Style U.
Hai. Very Japanese name. Style U.
And the reason it's kind of a Japanese name where Naomi-sensei said that was two facts. Japanese people like to use English words.
Yeah, because it's fashionable.
Yes. But then they twist them, so,
so
it takes on its own meaning. So this Style U is, as you said, very Japanese.
And they're introducing themselves.
So basic introductions.
Hai, so desu.
Okay, so welcome to this 25-part series, correct?
Hi.
So 1 to 25 will take you to the beginner level and actually cover a lot of material to really get you ready for the first early beginner lessons. So really excited about this.
Hi.
Are you ready, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
Here we go.
ようこそ、スタイル U です。よろしくお願いします。私はスタイル U の社長、南夏実です。大学院生です。
シュウです。ヘアスタイリストです。どうぞよろしく。
こんにちは。私は北川冬香です。私はカウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。
東春人です。学生です。
ファブリッツィオです。ファッションコーディネーターです。イタリア人です。どうぞ。よろしくお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ようこそ、スタイル U です。よろしくお願いします。 私はスタイル U の社長、南夏美です。大学院生です。
シューです。ヘアスタイリストです。どうぞよろしく。
こんにちは。私は北川冬香です。私はカウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。
東春人です。学生です。
ファブリッツィオです。ファッションコーディネーターです。イタリア人です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
次は英語が入ります。
ようこそスタイル U です。よろしくお願いします。私はスタイル U の社長、南夏美です。大学院生です。
Welcome, we are Style U. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Minami Natsumi, the president of Style U. I'm a graduate student.
シューです。ヘアスタイリストです。どうぞよろしく。
I'm Shu. I'm a hairdresser. It's nice to meet you.
こんにちは。私は北川冬香です。私はカウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。
Hello, I'm Fuyuka Kitagawa. I'm a counselor.
東春人です。学生です。
I'm Haruhito Higashi. I'm a student.
ファブリッツィオです。ファッションコーディネーターです。イタリア人です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
I'm Fabrizio. I'm a fashion coordinator. I'm Italian. It's a pleasure to meet you.
So, Naomi sensei, what did you think?
Hi. Everyone used slightly different expressions in the dialogue.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key points. Let's take a look at the vocab.
Hi.
First we have
ようこそ.
Welcome.
ようこそ。ようこそ。
Long vowel in there. Naomi-san, one more time.
ようこそ。
This is a formal expression used for greeting somebody. Now, you'll hear this at formal parties. Actually, I say this over and over, but in Narita Airport, the first thing you see is
ようこそ。
Welcome. And then they have to Japan, which is?
日本へ。
Yes, the particle へ。ようこそ and a are a pair. This is the particle used when using welcome. Now, today they're using this because it's kind of a formal occasion, the first time the store is opening.
Right.
And new people coming in, so keeping things formal. Next we have...
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you.
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Okay, let's break this down. Let's get in here and see what's going on. First, we have the word.
どうぞ。
Please.
どうぞ。どうぞ。
Followed by.
よろしく。
This is the conjunctive form of the adjective. よろしい。One more time, the pronunciation.
よろしい。
But here, it's in the conjunctive form, so the E...actually becomes ku. Now, again, we'll get into this down the road, but we just want to show you where this is coming from. And this adjective means good. Next we have
お願いします.
Now, this expression is based on the verb
願う.
To wish.
願う. 願う.
Now, the conjugation of how we get this expression is way beyond the scope of this lesson.But this construction is based on the verb 願う. And this expression means to want, I want. So literally, please, good, I would like.
Hi. Please be nice to me.
Yes, I think that's such a great expression. I think that's a perfect way to translate it. You're kind of asking the person who you're meeting to be very nice, to be kind to you. Now, this concept's not very familiar where I come from. But, yeah, the translation's pretty good. It's a pleasure to meet you. And a lot of times we translate this as, please be kind to me. Mm-hmm. And I like to kind of include that as I would to you. Kind of like, I always think of this as like the golden rule.
Ah, so desu ne.
Dozo yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Please be kind to me as I will be kind to you.
Okay.
So, with that said, let's move on.
Watashi.
Personal pronoun, I or me. Now, this can be, depending on the position and the context of the sentence, this can mean either I or me.
So desu ne.
Today it was used as
I.
Yes. Next we have
wa.
This is a topic marking particle. We'll get into this when we get to the grammar a bit later. Next we have
daigaku insei.
Graduate student. Now, I think a lot of people who are studying Japanese at school are used to the word for student, which is?
学生.
Now, this is taking it to the next level.
Mm.
What is the word for university?
大学.
Just break that down.
大学.
Then we have graduate school. And to get graduate school,
大学院.
We attach in.
So desu.
So we keep the 大学, but we attach
in.
And just break that down.
大学院.
So we went from university to graduate school, and now we want to say graduate student.
Mm.
Now we went over the word for student, which was
学生,
which is literally school student.
Hi. Learning student.
Now we need the student there. So we're going to drop gaku and just keep the sei. And then we're going to add that to the graduate school.
Ah, hi. 大学院生.
Graduate school student. Graduate student. Next we have
hairstylist.
Hairstylist. Now we're going to get you familiar with these katakana words. And katakana words are tricky for native English speakers because, one, you have to get your ear adjusted. Mm. And two, sometimes they're a bit distorted.
So desu ne.
Kind of like what we said in the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Style you. Makes sense because we're styling you, but it's the concept.
Grammar, yeah.
So what do we have here?
Hair stylist.
Can we just break this down?
Hair stylist. Hairstylist.
Now, I love doing lessons with Naomi Sensei because she can teach us about the accents of the word. Now, I'm going to give this a shot, Naomi-san.
Hi.
Hairstylist.
Hi.
Was my intonation and everything correct?
Hairstylist. Some people prolong a sound and say hairstylist. So your pronunciation is good.
How about yours? Give it to us one more time.
Hairstylist.
Yeah, you really hold the A in there. Hairstylist.
So desu ne. Very flat.
Yeah, flat.
Hai. Hairstylist.
Yes. Everybody taking these classes will have excellent pronunciation. Next we have
Konnichiwa.
Hello. Simple greeting.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
So, we introduced you to a bunch of words. Now what we want to do is take a look at the conversation.
Hi.
Now, the rest of the vocab is in the PDF, the accompanying PDF, along with a kanji close-up, which the main goal of that is to get you very familiar with kanji. Get you used to. Get, you know, kind of get your feet wet. We give you the meaning of the words so you can understand the methodology. You can understand the logic behind kanji because it's very logical.
Hi.
So what we're going to do now is take a look at the conversation. Let's just backtrack in. Naomi-san, what do we have first?
ようこそ.
Welcome.
Style you desu.
This is style you. Let's just stop right here. We're introducing you to the copula.
Ah, hi.
Now, what is the copula, you may be asking? It's very similar to the verb to be.
Hi.
So there are some differences we'll get into down the road, but today we're just going to introduce you to this. This is in its polite form, desu.
はい。
And literally what we have here is, style you is. The this is inferred.
はい。
So, style you is. This is style you. Now, we're going to teach a little trick right after we introduce you to the next few phrases. What do we have next?
よろしくお願いします。
It's a pleasure to meet you. So, we can tell by this that somebody is walking in the door. By the ようこそ, by the introduction of the store, by the it's a pleasure to meet you, we can tell just by listening to this that somebody is coming into the store. A new person. Then we have?
私はスタイルユー社長、夏見みなみです。
I am the president of Style U, Minami Natsumi.
はい。
Now let's get in here and take a look at these components. Mm-hmm. What do we have first?
私.
This is the pronoun we mentioned before. Here it's I. This is followed by the topic marking particle.
わ.
Followed by?
Style U, 社長.
Style U, which we already saw before. And then we have president. Mm-hmm. Give us the word for president one more time.
社長.
Just break it down.
社長. 社長.
So the name of the place followed by president. Style U, president. Followed by?
夏見みなみ.
Last name, first name. Last name is 夏見. First name is?
みなみ.
Meaning south.
はい.
夏見. Summer, sea, south is the kanji behind this person's name. And again, this is all covered in the kanji close-up,
はい.
which you should definitely check out. So up until now we have I, style you, president, 夏見, Minami. So my name is Peter Galante. Let's just use my name, as I do want to be president, but let's just use my name to give non-native speakers a kind of an understanding of how an introduction is given in Japanese up until this point. I, style you, president, Galante Peter.
Hi.
There's a reversal there. One more important thing, too, is usually in, well, at least in the U.S., the company name doesn't precede the person.
そうですね。Right.
Or not, at least not in the same sentence.
Mm.
So this is, again, a very interesting concept that the company precedes the name. And you'll see this on footers of emails, the company name first, followed by the person's name. Again, very interesting. And finally, we have?
This.
The polite form of the copula. In this case, am. Now, while we have that conjugation in English, I am, he is, in Japanese, the conjugation is not done that way. So when we translate, we have to make that adjustment. Here, the pronoun is I. So desu corresponds to am. So literally we have I, style you, president, Natsumi, Minami, am. I am Minami Natsumi, president of style you. So see how it gets flipped around in English?
Yeah. That's very different.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Really, really interesting. Mm. Okay, let's continue on because we have a lot more to go.
Hai. 大学院生です.
I am a graduate student. Couple of interesting points here. First, Naomi-san, what is interesting about this sentence? There's a few interesting things about this sentence.
Oh, she's a 大学院生, which is graduate student, and she's also our 社長, which is a president.
Yeah, so she's doing very, very well for herself.
Hi.
One more interesting thing here, at least for me,
Hi.
Is what's the literal translation of this sentence? 大学院生です. What's the literal translation?
Graduate student,
Yeah. There's no subject. Graduate student,
yeah.
M.
Mm.
Graduate student, M.
Yeah, if the subject is already understood, Japanese people tend to drop the subject and wa.
Yeah, so it's out.
Yeah.
So So really something quite interesting. And the reason we're pointing this out is the most simple way to introduce yourself is just your name, followed by?
Desu.
For in my case, my name is Peter. Can you give us the Japanese pronunciation?
Peter desu.
That's it. Just a desu.
Hai.
Peter desu.
Hai.
That's it.
Hai.
You just take your name and followed by desu.
Hai. Occupation is the same. Say your occupation and put desu.
For example, you are a Japanese teacher.
So, sensei desu.
Teacher.
Hai.
I am a teacher. Again, a lot of times the subject is understood by the person speaking or inferred. Next we have.
Shu desu.
I am shu.
Hai. Again, the subject and wa are dropped.
Yeah. The reason being is the person speaking can be inferred. It's,
so desu ne.
We can understand from the fact that the person speaking and saying his name that it's the person.
Hai.
So while you see watashi wa something something in the textbooks, a lot of times when speaking, especially in casual situations, that gets dropped.
So desu. Right.
Then we have
hairstylist desu.
I am a hairstylist. Again, nothing there.
So desu ne.
That I is inferred. Naomi-san, let's just give them a quick comparison. If it was a textbook, how would it read the same sentence up to now?
Watashi wa shu desu.
I am shu. The watashi wa would be there. Followed by?
Watashi wa hairstylist desu.
I am a hairstylist. But again, this can be omitted.
Hai.
Then we have?
Dozo yoroshiku.
Same expression as
Dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Just what happened to the latter part?
Oh, I think shu is kind of a casual person, so he dropped onegai shimasu.
And again, if you're this is a casual situation, I don't recommend doing this with your teachers or formal situations, but we're teaching you this because you will come across this pattern. People use it. I even knew one person who only said, Yoroshiku.
Ah, so desu ne.
Like, even smaller. So this is something you will come across. But see this pattern being reinforced? Desu, desu, desu. And every one of these can have the watashi wa in front of it.
So desu ne. Right.
Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to skip the next line and jump to the fourth line.
Higashi Haruhito desu.
I am
Higashi Haruhito.
I am Haruhito Higashi. Here we have a filler. Japanese people aren't sure what to say or they're biding time to think. You may hear
I often say that.
So the brain is working and
the word is not coming.
So, yeah, we have this time-buying filler. And then the person says the name. This is followed by?
Gakusei desu.
I'm a student. So, again, maybe not the smoothest talker in the group that we're going to meet over this 25-part series.
Right. Maybe he's shy or he's just nervous.
Yeah. But again, this pattern is what you can use. Gakusei desu. I am a student. And for all of you students out there, this is the perfect fit.
Hai.
Then we have our most interesting character. Did you hear the conversation?
Yeah, I did. It was so funny.
Yeah, this is going to be a very unique character. Now, again, the katakana in here is designed to get your ear tuned, accustomed to what you're hearing. So let's just go through the first two lines and we'll give you the translation.
Fabrizio desu.
I'm Fabrizio. And again, this is very something Westerners would do, just their name. I'm Fabrizio.
Hai.
I often say, Peter desu. I'm Peter. This is followed by?
Fashion coordinator desu.
I'm a fashion coordinator. Now, play this over and over and it should start to sink in. Give it to us one more time, sensei.
Hai. Fashion coordinator desu.
And finally, we have
Italia jin desu.
I am Italian. Now, all of this can be 私は、私は、私はファブリッツィオ、私はイタリア人です。It can all be in there, but again, when spoken, it just...
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, 私は。
Goodbye, 私は。Now, this is another important construction. Taking a country's name、
mm-hmm.
and attaching...
人。
To form the word for nationality.、
Mm-hmm. And be careful when you pronounce Italia Jin, because Jin is lower than Italia part.
Sensei, help us out here. First, give us the word for Italy.
Italia.
Italia.
Right.
This is followed by?
Jin.
Which means person.
Mm-hmm. Or people.
Thank you very much. Yes, plural is another issue that we'll get to a little bit later. Now, what do we have when we put them together?
Italia 人.
So it starts high、mm-hmm. and then goes low.
Yep.
Italia 人.
Mm-hmm. Other nationalities too, like America 人.
Starts high, down low,、mm-hmm. with America being the US.
America 人.
How about New Zealand?
New Zealand 人
Start out nice and high and then down.
Yeah. Make sure keep the country name flat and high and lower the 人 part.
Yeah, pitch accent is something we're going to focus on. And a lot of times, and I agree with the statement that Japanese is quite easy to pronounce.、Mm-hmm. However, to really pronounce it,It does take a bit of work, and that's what we're here for. Right, Naomi-sensei?
Hai, so desu. Right.
Okay, now this was the first lesson, so it was very, very long, but I think there's just so much useful information in there. Now, if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, you can get the accompanying PDF, which has even more useful information in there. This is a very exciting series because pitch accent is something I've been really wanting to focus on.
Oh, so desu ka?Really?
Yes. So, in this case, you can use よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
So, this is exciting times with this series. All right, Naomi-san, that's going to do it for today.
はい。
Was it long enough for you?
はい。長いですね。Very long.
ちょっと長いですね。
はい。
Okay, we'll be back next week.
はい。
That's going to do it for today.
ようこそ、スタイル U です。よろしくお願いします。私は、スタイル U の社長、南夏美です。大学院生です。
シューです。ヘアスタイリストです。どうぞよろしく。
こんにちは。私は、北川冬香です。私は、カウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。
東春人です。学生です。
ファブリッツィオです。ファッションコーディネーターです。イタリア人です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。